Imagine a world where terror attacks can be prevented before they begin, where enemy movements can be anticipated before they happen, and where hindsight becomes a relic of the past. Do these exciting strategic advantages sound like the future? Well, they are here now, thanks to Kronos. Hello, I'm Alvin Renahan, and I'd like to introduce you to my astounding new breakthrough. Walk with me, won't you? Now, this may look like a regular cargo aircraft, but inside is the most sophisticated piece of engineering ever conceived by man. At speed, it generates a highly charged quantum field that allows instant travel between discrete temporal planes. What does that all mean? It's a fully functional time machine. That's right. The dream of time travel is a reality. And with it, I've ushered in a whole new world of military intelligence. Imagine if after September 11th, we could have traced the terrorists to their original source. Or if we could have tracked the exact movements that led to the Benghazi attack. Imagine the lives spared, money saved, wars prevented. Simply put, it's more than a new paradigm. It's Kronos. Kronos. The future is now.
It's great, isn't it?
I'm speechless.
What was it? Wait, was it the graphics? Or maybe the music? It was both. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it was too much.
You're too much, Alvin. No one asked for a self-indulgent puff piece.
Kronos will change the world. I deserve to be the face of it.
And I deserve to be the face of Sweet Aunt Susan Pies, but I'm not getting any calls from them.
Huh, that's insulting. And that analogy is entirely inapplicable.
Enough, Alvin. Look, the White House called yesterday.
What? And you didn't think to...
May I finish? The president wants to push up his visit. He'll be here to evaluate Kronos on Monday.
That's 3 days.
Which I said wasn't a problem, because you've told me repeatedly Kronos is ready. Now, we both know the science is over my head, so in the event you misspoke, I want to ask again. Is the system airtight?
Are you questioning my work?
You check that tone and try again.
Well, I said, of course Kronos is ready.
It what?
Is ready! Kronos is ready. General, sir.
Good. I'll get out of here, and I'll do you a favor and pretend I never saw this video.
Fair enough. Thank you, General.
And Alvin, remember, it's not all about you.
Oh, boy.
What now, Alvin?
General, sir, there's been a development.
And spill it, Davis.
Okay. Well, there's no delicate way to put this, but we just picked up a remote signal from Aircraft One's flight information system.
That's impossible, isn't it?
No. Ops is tracking it as we speak.
Right. Well. Huh. I ever tell you about my foot twitch, Davis?
Your what? No, sir.
My toes twitch every morning before I have a shit day. Like clockwork every single time. But it didn't happen today, so maybe we have nothing to worry about. Or maybe I'm just getting old. But that's quite beside the point, isn't it? Which aircraft did you say?
Aircraft One, sir.
Isn't that aircraft right there?
Its FIS geolocator pinged outside a suburban neighborhood 200 miles from here.
And no one else knows about this yet? Not Alvin?
Only you and Ops, sir.
Keep it that way. And get my car. We have a black box to find.
Thank you.
Reverb presents Black Box, Episode 2, Message.
I can't believe you brought it into my house.
She knew our names, Gabe. If there's more to the recording, I want to hear it.
Or we could, call the cops?
And tell them what? A plane crashed here 100 years ago and left a doomsday message specifically for us?
You guys seriously can't be this gullible. I mean, someone is obviously punking us. Like, probably the same people who took my drone.
No one cares about your stupid drone.
It was $200.
No one cares.
Enough, both of you.
Can I say something?
What?
Sorry, Charles. We're listening.
Okay, look. This is obviously, like, adult-level stuff we're dealing with.
Yeah, adults who punked us.
Let him talk, Logan.
So, I once read this thing called Occam's Razor, which says the simpler of two answers is usually the right one. Or something like that. I can't really remember the specifics, but the point is, which is simpler? That someone faked an ancient-looking plane crash just to mess with a bunch of kids they don't even know? Or the reason the record looks old is because it is old, and if that message is from before we were even born...
Wait. You're talking about time travel, aren't you?
Be serious, Gabe.
I am serious. If Charles is right, the simplest explanation is staring us right in the face. We found the black box of a time machine, and that message came from the future.
Wait, how is that simpler?
How else can you explain this?
I don't know. I'm 13. I have other shit to worry about.
Yeah, like drooling over... Riley! Don't plug that into my computer, are you insane?
If the only way to shut you two up is to find the rest of the message, then that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, but there could be a computer virus from the future.
Or an audio file? Like this one right here?
Yeah, or that.
You can't actually be buying this, Riley.
I don't know yet, Logan. But if you're just gonna fight it, maybe you should leave.
No, I'm staying. Of course I'm staying. Just play the tape.
Wait, I should record this. In case it, self-destructs or something.
Trust me, it won't self-destruct.
I guess we'll find out. Because I'm pressing play in 3, 2, 1.
My name is Talia Anderson. I don't know when I am, what year this is, but I know you'll find this recording in 2020, and when you do, you need to find me.
We already heard this part.
You shut up.
Logan and Charles, I know you're listening. Gabe, Riley, you must be there too. Go find me. Find me. We have to stop Kronos before it obliterates everything. You, your family, entire universe, all of it. I wish I could say more, but I'm out of time. Stopping Kronos is the only thing that matters now. Oh, God. There's a fire in the cabin now. I hope you can still hear me. Just find me and... H.G. Wells. Now go! The future depends on you!
So I think that's the part when she died.
Guys? The box is smoking.
I told you it was self-destruct.
Then don't just stand there. It's gonna burn my house down. It's not working!
Use the Gatorade!
Do you believe us now, Logan?
Yes, and we are so...
Logan! Language!
Jesus, Mom! Knock!
Guys, I don't get it. How are we supposed to find the pilot at the library if she's been dead for, 50 years?
Logan, were you listening at all? The future version of her went into the past and crashed in the forest. We have to find the now version of her.
That makes zero sense. I'm...
Hey, watch who you're going, kid.
Oh, crap. Hide me. Hey, Mr. Hofstrader. Sorry about that. We're kind of in a hurry, so... Yeah, see you around.
No, wait. I know you.
Me? Nope, never seen me before. Definitely not in your backyard or anywhere else.
Not you, the scrawny one and the girl.
Well, I'm Gabe, remember? Your next-door neighbor. The house on the left with the rose bushes.
And I once sold you Girl Scout cookies.
Bull honky. I know you two. Together.
I mean, we're standing here together right now, but that means move, guys.
Wait! I never forget a face. I'll remember.
What did he mean, together?
I don't know. My dad says he has dementia.
Oh, crap. My sister's working. I'll handle this. Hey, Jennifer. Hello. Get off your phone. We need help. Earth to Jennifer. Jennifer!
How charming. My little brother is actually in a library.
Yeah, yeah. Soak it up.
If you want to ride to another dumb esports convention, I'm not.
Look! I wouldn't be here if it wasn't supremely important. So how about you get off my back for one goddamn minute and listen. Okay?
Okay, jeez. Welcome to Northern Library. How may I help you?
Gabe, talk. We need access to local newspapers. Old ones. Anything about a plane crash.
And phone books. For the whole state.
And a hot dog.
What? I haven't eaten all day. You think you're so cool being able to do microfiche.
Microfiche? And what crawled up your butt?
Oh, I don't know, maybe just you and Riley sitting in a tree.
That again, Logan. Old man Hofstrader is senile.
He sounded pretty sure to me.
Logan, I'm only gonna say this once. The man is crazy. I don't know what he's talking about, but if you love Riley so much, then put us all out of our misery and tell her.
Tell me what?
That we should kill whoever invented microfiche.
Microfiche. Stop correcting me! And stop saying it wrong!
Are we interrupting something?
No, we're just mad because the papers only go back 50 years and there's nothing about a plane crash. Did you guys find anything?
I think Artalia wrote a dissertation in particle physics with some guy named Alvin.
Like the chipmunk?
Logan, seriously?
Whatever, let me see. MIT? What's MIT?
Pretty sure it's MIT.
This Alvin guy looks like a tool.
Okay, forget him. What about Talia?
Well, that's what's weird. There's no record of her after 2012.
Not even in phone books?
No Talia Anderson, no Kronos, nothing.
Maybe we're looking in the wrong place. I mean, isn't Kronos Chinese?
I thought it was Greek. I think it's a Greek something.
Guys, it doesn't matter what it is. Talia was so sure we'd find her. We must have missed something.
It's too bad no one recorded Talia's message. Oh, wait.
I hope you can hear me. Just find me. H.G. Wells. Now go!
Hang on. Play that last part again.
Find it again. H.G. Wells.
Did you guys hear that?
H.G. Wells? Why would she mention H.G. Wells?
Wait. Didn't he write Back to the Future?
He wrote The Time Machine, you idiot. Maybe there's a clue in the book.
Or H.G. Wells is the clue.
Give me that phone book.
Everyone take one.
Wait, what's happening?
Just look for H.G. Wells. Check businesses too. Initials, full names, all of it. Riley, just tell me you found something.
I've got nothing.
Oh, here's an H.G.
Wait, no. Oh, here's something! H.G. Wells Industries.
Which phone book?
Ours.
Let me try the number. Nothing. And no answering machine?
But if it's ringing, it must be an active line. What's the address?
8232 Airport Road.
That's on the other side of town.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Okay, we're gonna split up, get on our bikes, and meet back at my house in what, 5 minutes?
Can we make it 15?
Charles, you live 2 streets over.
I know, but I'm still really hungry.
Fine, 15 minutes. Don't be late.
Hey, Riley! Wait up.
Oh, hey. What's up, Logan?
I was just wondering if I could, walk with you. Walk you home. Walk.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
So, crazy day, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry we never found your drone.
Oh, guess saving the world's a little bit more important.
I keep telling myself this can't be real. Like, can't be happening.
Totally. I was gonna say the same thing. You know, with the world maybe ending and all, I thought...
Guys! Look! There, Gabe's house.
What? Chill, we saw like 12 minutes.
No, people with guns are at Gabe's house.
What?
Gabe, what's happening?
They must have tracked the black box. My mom's on the porch with one of them now.
What? Who are they? The army?
They stay down, Logan. Don't let them see you.
Gabe, your mom has her cell phone out. I think she's calling. Turn off your phone!
Crap, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Did they hear us?
Oh, no, they're looking this way.
No, they're walking this way.
Oh, crap, they're definitely walking this way.
Maybe we should run?
Good idea. Run!
Hey, stop them! Stop them! Stop them!
This way, through the bushes.
Keep running!
Not if we take the backyard. Left here. If they don't kill us, I'm so grounded.
They're in the backyards!
This way!
Faster, Charles!
Where are you taking us?
My house. My sister walks to work.
What does that matter?
Her car is at home.
You can't steal her car?
Do you have a better idea, Gabe?
Get down!
Keep moving!
How much further?
Next street over, but the neighbor has dogs. Loud ones, so we'll have to book it.
I'm allergic to...
Guys! Wait!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Alright, I'm going! Keep moving!
Charles,
hop the fence!
Fuck!
I should aid the hunt.
Hey, look, over the fence!
This way, the side door!
Wait here. Oh, I'm gonna get the keys.
Oh, he's really doing this.
It's Logan. What else did you expect?
Got the keys. Everybody in.
You can drive?
Of course. I mean, I've played Gran Turismo like every day this year.
Okay, come on, people. Seatbelts.
We lost them. Oh. Son of a bitch!
Woo! That was easily 10 times more intense than the Demonator. Can you believe we did that? We're fugitives now! Bona fide! Badasses.
I need to call my mom.
Hey, bona fide badasses don't call their mom.
You okay, Gabe?
Yeah, my heart's just beating 1,000 miles an hour.
Something tells me we're gonna have to get used to that.
Hell yeah, we are.
H.G. Wells, here we come.
is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Brian T. Delaney, Sabrina Gennarino, Natasha Tina Liu, Beth Littleford, and McLeod Andrews. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Verneau. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.